Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Institute, a network of charter schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have Marcia on the phone. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning.
Hi, Marcia. We got your nomination for Christmas Wish for Colleen. Now, who is Colleen to you?
Colleen is my neighbor, my friend.
Okay, and so Colleen seems like she's got a lot going on right now.
She definitely has a lot going on.
Okay, how long have you known Colleen?
I've known Colleen for 3 years.
Here's what we're going to do is we're going to get Colleen on the line. And when we get her on the line, we'll say hello and let her know that you're on the phone. And then would you mind reading your submission letter?
Okay. I can do that.
Okay, here we go.
And where is she right now?
She's at the hospital with her daughter. Hello?
Hi, is this Colleen?
This is her.
Hi, Colleen. This is Jagger and Christie from Magic 92.5, the radio station. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing good. Is it okay? Is this a fine time to talk? Can we talk to you for a few minutes? We have your friend Marcia on the line.
Yeah, I'm just at the hospital right now with my daughter.
Okay.
We have your friend Marcia on the line as well. Say hi, Marcia.
Hi, Colleen. Hi, Marcia.
I'm sure you're wondering what is going on. Well, we, of course, during the holidays, do our Christmas wish. And Marcia nominated you for a Christmas wish, Colleen.
Okay. Marcia.
Would it be okay if she read her nomination to you, Colleen? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, Marcia, go ahead.
Colleen is a grandmother who is caring for all of her grandchildren while her daughter, which is their mother, is battling cancer and is in and out of the hospital for the last year frequently for long periods of time. She is currently in the hospital, at Thornton Hospital, undergoing treatment. This may be the last Christmas the children will be able to spend with their mother. We don't know that for sure. A couple of my friends and I have attempted to purchase some gifts on our own, but with 9 kids, our meager contributions have barely made a dent in their needs and in their Christmas wish list. Any help of assistance we could get would be greatly appreciated by many.
Wow. Well, Colleen, first of all, we're going to think nothing but positive thoughts, okay? We're going to start there.
How is your daughter doing right now? What's her status at the moment?
She's not doing great.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But she's trying to hang on and be strong. We're trying to get her home for the holidays.
Sure. Yeah. I understand. What is her name?
Jennifer.
Well, we will be definitely saying prayers for Jennifer and that she can go home for the holidays.
Now, when you get her home, and I'm thinking positive sauce, though I know you're going to get her home. When she gets home, do you guys have a Christmas tree yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, Dixie Line Lumber and Home Centers wants to fix that, so they are going to provide you guys with a beautiful Christmas tree for Christmas morning.
And we also are going to make sure you guys have a nice Christmas meal so you have a nice holiday.
You.
And Colleen, how have things been going? Have you had any time to yourself at all?
I've been here for 30 days with my daughter.
Wow.
Well, maybe you can sneak out for just a little bit because my friend Pam at Illumina Nail Spa and Lounge, she wants to make sure that you have a little bit of a spa day, a few hours for yourself with a mani-pedi and just some special treatments. So, you know, we can't take care of others unless we take care of ourselves. And sometimes just that little time where you're, you know, left to just be in your own head with your own thoughts can re-energize you for what you're going through right now. And so we thank our friends at Illumina Nail and Spa Lounge for offering us that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now tell me about all the grandkids. Tell me, can you name them all off?
There is Natalie,
okay.
Adriana, Liz, Louie, Nessa, Lucas, Nala, Little Jaime, and Lex.
You did it. Man, it's a full house.
and of course, there's your daughter, Jen, right?
And my daughter, Jen.
And a little bird told us a little bit about the kids and what they might need or want. And we heard that Jen wanted a body pillow. That's all she wanted. So we're going to make sure she gets a body pillow. And hopefully that will make her comfortable.
Colleen, can I ask you, why does she want the body pillow?
Well, she just has a really hard time getting comfortable. And we were just looking at it, like we were looking at one that we had on Facebook or something. I was like, oh, that'd be really cool for you. She's like, yeah, that looks like it would be comfortable.
All right, well, she's got that. All right, so tell me about Natalie. Natalie is, what, 13 years old?
Yeah, she's going to be 13 in January.
Okay. Marcia also kind of mentioned that she needed a couple of things, too. So we're going to give her a $100 gift card. And because I think she likes iPhone cases. She needs an iPhone case and maybe some Sharpies.
Yeah, she loves iPhone stuff for her phone.
There you go. Tell me about the Sharpies. Why does she want Sharpies? I don't think I've ever heard that before.
She says that she loves to draw and stuff, too. So she's always been the one who's had, like, all the colored pens.
And then Adriana. And how old? Adriana is 12, right?
Adriana is 12.
All right. She's a little bit of a fashionista, I understand.
Oh.
So we have a $100 gift card for her to go shopping for some shoes and clothes you can put under the tree for Christmas, okay?
Okay.
And then for Liz. Liz is 11, correct? And she wants a plushie, so we've got a reindeer in here plushie for Liz.
Oh, that's really cool.
Now, Lucas, we want you to wrap this up and put it under the tree. It's a solar power circuit interactive car play set. Hours of fun with that. So he's got that for under the tree. And then Nessa is 10, so we would like to get you some baby doll with accessories for her. Would that be all right?
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And then Papas, he gets a Yu-Gi-Oh card with the Legendary Hero box set. So I know, is that kind of what he wanted?
He loves Yu-Gi-Oh. That's like his thing.
Good. Well, we got him taken care of. And then for Nala, who's 8, we've got the Red Roof Country Farm Doll house set for her.
Oh, wow.
I may arm wrestle.
I'm gonna cry.
I may wrestle Jaime for this. You're going to wrap up and put under the tree a Robot Alive robotic action figure.
Oh, my goodness. I love that.
Oh, good.
And then for Lex, who's just 22 months, we have a Leapfrog word book for her. And, you know, we want to say thanks to all our friends at San Diego Family Magazine because they always help us out with toys for the kids during the holidays. So a big thanks to them.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Not quite done.
Because I got to tell you, when you come down Christmas morning, there's the presents, and the only cooler thing to see under a tree is for all 9 kids, we're going to get everybody bicycles.
What?
No way.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks to our friends with the San Diego Sheriff's Department. Everybody gets a bike.
Thanks, yay.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much.
And then just in case, Colleen, in case we missed anything at all, we would like to give you $500 in cash to fill in the blanks.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Oh my God, Marcia, I love you to death.
I love you guys. I love you too.
You know, I know it's a hard time what you're going through. And, you know, we just want you to know, Colleen, that there are people out there who understand, who have been through things like this, that, you know, we understand that how your heart must feel right now. And we're with you.
Yeah.
We love you. We're with you. We care.
Yeah, their dad has been, like, really great, too. He's trying to help take care of them and work as well. And so I just wanted to stick his name in there because he's really been a rock for the kids, too. So
That's awesome.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going to take a village.
Well, half the village has bicycles now, so that's good. All right.
Okay.
Can I get a Merry Christmas on the count of 3? 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.